Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday, the 5th of April. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars. It's Palm Sunday. And planets are talking about?
Status check.
Okay, and those planets?
Mercury, ideas, communication, amusing, Jupiter expansion.
Okay.
So, are your wishes, dogs, ponies, acreage, a job that includes writing press releases, actually compatible with your existing circumstances? Teensy apartment, no pets, can't spell, hate the idea of stringing words together. If not, what can you do to bring them more closely into alignment? Planets do want you to have your druthers, but aren't going to sit idly by watching you set yourself up. Moreover, your solutions or recommendations are far more likely to resonate if they don't require the relevant parties to suspend disbelief, take massive leaps of faith, muster tons of trust, and so forth. In addition, any time that you back away from describing your sense of why X might just be the right move and actually go to the videotape or refer to the manual, you'll gain a convert. And finally, you will likely be having money-making, romantic, or creative ideas by the bushel, so keep the following in mind. Some of these ideas or notions could be well worth pursuing, even if they do necessitate a few changes to the official plan, schedule, or routine. And to best separate the gold from the dross, listen to your inner voice and see whether you hear the magic words. Go for it.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Mercury amusing Jupiter.
Aries, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Pisces.
And if one's birthday, 5th of April.
You could well feel that anything is creatively, commercially, or emotionally possible. Yay, and as you head off to make that anything possible, should you encounter people that evidently aren't at one with your program or concept, don't question your optimism. Instead, barrel ahead on the grounds that any doubters or providers of resistance are more likely to stand aside if you keep going than if you stop to chat.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.